Hello, everyone. This is Ariel Davis coming to you again from Horizons Coaching Podcast. J.K. Rowling has this wonderful book that's called Very Good Lives. And this book is actually a commencement speech that she gave to the graduating students of Harvard University. In her speech, she speaks about how failure is actually a benefit and not a hindrance, as well as it's very important to use your imagination. Don't let it die off because you're now an adult. Imagination is used to be your better self because it helps you to create and it helps you to think of different avenues and methods to make your goals achievable. In this book, there is a passage that stood out to me because we live in a society that is so easy for us to shift blame from ourselves to someone else. And that passage reads, "There is an expiration date on blaming your parents for steering you in the wrong direction. The moment you are old enough to take the wheel, responsibility lies with you." I'll read it again. "There is an expiration date on blaming your parents for steering you in the wrong direction. The moment you are old enough to take the wheel, responsibility lies with you." What this means is that there is a point in life where we have to stop blaming, not just our parents. Parents is just used as, you know, a metaphor. But we have to stop blaming other people for why things are not working in our lives. And that's both personal and professional. I'll give you an example. There is a 12-year-old boy somewhere out in the world who just went to his parents and told them that he wanted to play basketball professionally. He loves the sport. He loves the game. He just loves everything that basketball embodies. And he feels that that would be best for him. But his parents are telling him that there is a chance that he won't make it. So it is better for you to go ahead and kill the dream now while you're 12 than to be embarrassed later on in life. So instead of this 12-year-old going about preparing himself to be in the pros, he has now shifted because his parents have told him that that way is not going to work for him. Now this 12-year-old has now become 32 and is in a position that he despises. He doesn't talk about work. He hates pulling up at work. And he cringes every time Sunday is coming to an end. And when people reach out to him and ask him, "Why are you this way? You have a good job. You have a good life. You have favor. Why are you so bitter?" And he says, "My parents told me my dream of being a basketball player wasn't going to work. And that is the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I hate what I'm doing. And the only reason why I'm doing it is because they told me." Now, saying that phrase at 16 could work. You're a child, even though it's teen at the end, but you are a child still. You still depend on your parents to take care of you. But when you are 32, you are now able to do what you want to do within reason. Because be mindful, there are some things that you may do that could lead you into getting into some serious trouble. But all in all, you are responsible for your own actions at 32. To simply blame your parents for why you never pursued that dream is unfair and unrealistic. because you have the opportunity once you hit an age of accountability. And I say that age of accountability happens between the ages of 18, so your first year in college, or it could start when you finish college. It really does depend, because sometimes students still need their parents in college in order to make it out of college. So that's why I give that time span between the ages of 18 and 22, 23. You should be able to make these decisions that affects your life on your own. So saying that your parents are the cause to why it is not working for you at 32 is unfair. We have to understand that we're not that five-year-old kid who ate cookies and there's crumbs all over her face. And her mom comes to her and say, "Did you eat the cookies?" And although she knows she ate the cookies, no, someone else ate the cookies. I know I should be taking responsibility for this, but I'm little, so I'm going to put it on someone else. It's cute for a five-year-old. But for a 25-year-old, when someone says, "Why did you do that?" Well, I did it because somebody else forced me to do it. You have the right now at 25 to decide what will and will not work for you, what people you want to be around, what people you do not want to be around. So if you're around something that is negative and you know it will give you poor results, you as an adult have the right to distance yourself from it. And when you choose not to, you cannot blame someone else for why you decided to stay. Let's shift gears into a professional viewpoint of this statement versus a personal. If you are looking to be in leadership, whether it's owning your own organization or being in leadership in a up and running organization, it is your job as a leader to take all of the negative feedback as well as positive feedback. You cannot just embrace positive and reject negative, because leaders have to be able to own all of the elements of the results. So if you have a team, you and your team put together a project, you as the leader, you take it to your upper management. Your upper management tells you all of the good things that they like about that project, but then they tell you areas that you need to fix in order to make everything in that project run smoothly. You cannot, as the leader, say, "Well, Marcus was the reason why that piece didn't work, because he decided that we were going to do this." Your upper management is going to look at you like you're crazy, because you're not 5 years old anymore. You're not 15 years old where you're trying to explain to your teacher how it's someone else's fault that that part of the assignment didn't get done. When you become leader and you are in charge, if something falls in between the cracks, you have to figure out how to dig it out so you can get it back up and running. So when it is presented to you that something didn't work, you cannot shift it onto the people on your team. You are the team. That's why you're the leader. That's why you're presenting it. You are the team. There are people that work with you, yes, but when you take it to your management team, you are the team. And if something didn't work, you have to then own that, take all of that information back to your team and assist your team. people get into leadership positions and feel that as the leader, he or she has the ability to sit on a throne while everyone that works underneath them has to do the dirty work. That is not the case in leadership. As a leader, if you want to be an effective leader, your job is to serve your team. You serve them by giving them positive feedback. You serve them by giving them support. You serve them by teachable moments. You serve them with coaching and mentoring opportunities. That's how you become the great leader that you're trying to become. When your team sees that you are willing to throw them under the bus, the dynamics shift on your team. And your team starts to think, well, I should be the leader because he doesn't know how to take ownership. And then the upper management looks at you and say, who can I find to replace her? Who can I find to replace him? Because I do not need this type of person sitting on my leadership team. We want to be mindful that we are not taking childish ideals into our work life because it won't be favorable. You'll be finding yourself looking for jobs more so than looking for retirement plans. And that's being honest, because no one wants a person in a position that they're not willing to take ownership if something bad happens. You cannot only be a leader and expect for you to get praised on everything. There are going to be times where you fall short of the target. And it's nothing wrong with falling short. You just have to figure out how can you progress from that. How can you adjust and make sound decisions so that position won't ever come up again? And if you're not willing to do that, it is going to be harder and harder for you to sustain your position as leader. Because no one wants to work with a person or for a person who does not know how to take a jab and they only want to give them out. You cannot constantly expect for someone to come to you and only tell you positive things. And you cannot expect to be the only one that can give out negative feedback. That's not how the world works. We're not perfect. So we have to expect at some point in our lives that someone is going to come to us and tell us we did something wrong. And when they tell us that, we have to be willing to sit there, take it, and then use that as ammunition to become better. That is the only way that we will ever perfect our crafts. If we sit there, take the feedback that's given to us, even if it's not appealing, use that feedback and then progress. So I want to leave you with this question, and I'm asking for your honest opinion. So I want you to send me your answer on Instagram. I'm going to post this question, and then I want to just see all of your answers. And then when I do my next episode, I'm going to read all of those answers. The question is, why is it so easy for people to shift the blame from themselves to others? And I'm going to go a little further. Do we think they're able to do that because it's maybe something that they learned through childhood to always just put blame on other people because maybe they've seen that at home, so they think that that's truly the way that it should be? Is it a defense mechanism because we don't want anyone to see that we're weak, so we shift blame? Or is it because we downright just do not know how to own things? We do not know how to take constructive criticism. We do not know what responsibility means. So we just go ahead and say, I didn't do it, even though I did, even though there's crumbs on me. I didn't do it. He did it. She did it. The way that you can get to me, because I'm quite sure some of you may not follow me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is coach_AriDavis. So that's coach_AriDavis. So Ari Davis is one word. And like I said, I'm going to post this question again. And I want to see all of your responses. And on my next episode, I will read those responses. If you have any questions for me, if you would like me to do something different on the podcast, you can still DM me with that handle, or you can send me an email at horizonscoachingbyariel@gmail.com. And I will definitely get back to you. I look forward to reading all of these replies. I look forward to any questions or feedback you may have for me. And I hope you're enjoying your day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.